Hello, my friend. Today I'm going to be speaking about the five type of businesses that are going to thrive during COVID-19. So please keep watching. Hello. So this is Diana Olenik, and I'm going to talk today about five businesses that are going to thrive during this global pandemic. It is a reality, it is here. We have to learn to deal with this in the best possible way. And for me, the best possible way is not the way of just being, you know, fearful, of being worried, of being with uncertainty, because that is not good for our mental health. And anyways, we cannot change the circumstances that are going right now. So if we cannot change the circumstances that are going on, the best approach for me is to change the perspective about how we look at what is happening. For me, it's all about like a personal insight of what this type of situation is teaching me, but that is like a matter for another episode. But anyways, this is related with the five type of businesses, because by changing the perspective, we're gonna be able to see what opportunities could be there outside. So the very first business that I want to talk about is a business related with delivery services. And yeah, that's right. I don't know if you have experience, but in my personal situation, I have been like willing to get more type of delivery services sent to my home. And of course, because we cannot go outside, or we basically where I am, I can still go outside, but I prefer to decrease the risk, so I just prefer paying for delivery services. But what is interesting is that before, I never thought in trying to get groceries delivery services, for example, and now I am kind of looking at options, what companies are offering that here. And as it happens here where I am, I'm in Winnipeg, there are not many companies that are doing that, so that's a type of opportunity that is happening. It's like, for example, an app that is related with offering any type of delivery that you want in one app. That would be a nice app, because you know that you can go there and you can get absolutely anything, like Amazon, but for delivery services. That would be a very nice thing to see in terms of delivery. Another one is no-touch type of products. Right now, we are very worried about touching every single thing, right? Like anything that I can touch is like, no, it's scary. So how about products that can somehow revolutionize this type of contact that we have to have with doors, handles, etc. Handles of another kind, or devices that attach to handles that we can get with us, or any type of things that cover or that make a part or contact with the surfaces. Another type is, for example, eye recognition. That would be another idea. But if there is a specific situation in which someone is thinking about this type of business and they don't have a lot of money to invest in this type of technology, then an idea is to partner with someone else that is already working in the type of business. And if you still feel that you cannot have all the infrastructure, maybe you can offer to be a distributor with big chains. But this is gonna generate for sure many opportunities for many businesses that we never saw before in the market. From this, it's pretty sure that many new developments are gonna come to the world and we're gonna be surprised. But as I said, this is another way to see the crisis. This is from the perspective of opportunities. Another type of business that is gonna thrive during this pandemic is the home fitness equipment business. And right now, for example, I used to go to a gym that I really like in the city. It was a new gym, actually, very modern, but all of a sudden, this situation. So as it happens, I didn't have enough dumbbells at home. I didn't have kettlebells. I didn't have the equipment that I used to use. So this becoming very frustrating for me, I went to the different stores to try to find some dumbbells to perform my workouts. None. The stores were clean, there was nothing. I still look in Amazon and there is nothing. So this is a type of business that is gonna thrive. If you have any way to get into this business, this is gonna be a good opportunity. Also, distance learning, which has been always my passion. Distance learning is the future. I wish I had taken my degree. I have a degree in engineering, and at the time, there was no possibility, not even thinking that I could take that degree by distance. So it have solved many problems, actually. It have been a lot cheaper and a lot easier for me to take that degree by distance. But that's one of the reasons I created my program. So if you ever want to check them out, you are welcome to do so. Yeah, so distance learning is the future. Right now, for example, I have at home, of course, my kids. I have a 7-year-old boy and he is not going to school. And I'm enjoying so much this opportunity. He is taking his lessons through an app that the school was able to kind of figure out quick. And then I just go, I kind of share with him, I try to tutor him. And it has been even a wonderful opportunity for me. But if you are able to create a platform in which that is going to work for schools, that you can sell this platform to schools or any other type of distance learning, is going to be a very good opportunity. And the fifth one is home office supplies. So imagine, many people after this crisis is not going to want to come back to work, right? Like regularly, like people is going to get, you know, like more awakened, and they are going to say, okay, like why I should be commuting every day, all of this like long and losing time with my family when I can perform my work, my job from home. For me, it's like I really can see many opportunities out of here because if we learn, if we are learning through this experience that it is possible. And I really like this topic because before all of this, I said to many people that I talk to very often, I think that the world is going to this type of situation, and that would be the ideal one for me, that I can work from home. So now, as it turns out, people have to get additional desks, additional chairs, additional equipment, additional maybe devices, maybe computers. They have to get it set, basically do the setup for a new office, and an office has to be integrated now as an important part of the home. So as I can see, many people is gonna see this as a necessity. They are gonna be looking for people that can maybe do everything in a package. Please give me all the equipment that I need to operate efficiently from home. So they are going to be able to pay for that. If you have access to this type of business, that would be a very good opportunity. So I just want to finish this episode by saying, please don't approach this situation from the point of view of fear and lack and uncertainty, because when we approach this situation with those type of feelings, chances are when all the situation goes away, we're gonna continue with this type of situations, and we wouldn't be ahead in the game. The best way to approach this situation is to keep in control of our mind and to accept that this is the reality. We cannot change it. We have to approach the point of view about the situation in a different way. So I hope that you like this video. Please let me know what do you think about this in the comments. And don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you get to know every time that there is a new video. Thank you very much and see you in the next episode. Bye.
You mad at me or something?
I don't know. Did you do something to make me mad? Because then I am. But if you didn't, then I am not.
I didn't do anything.
Then I am not mad. I am mad.